Thunder Media.
On this edition of Inside Motorsport, we speak to David Russell, who is the winner of Carrera Cup at Taupo.
Welcome to Inside Motorsport, Tony Whitlock and Craig Gravel, and we're with an exciting young man who carved a piece of history in Carrera Cup Australia's endeavours, because Dave Russell, congratulations, a pole position, two wins of the three races, and you come away second in the points for the 2024 championship.
Yeah, thanks, Tony, and thanks, Craig. Nice to be on the show. So kind of you to say a young driver, Tony. I like that. we'll keep doing these, hey? But thank you. And to touch on Taupo, great weekend for us, and especially joining a new team in TechWorks. So for us, a bit of a dream weekend.
Let's just go back with that TechWorks thing, because you've been in the championship for some years. You've driven on and off again, as you did in development series, as in the main series, but now you're fairly well established in Carrera Cup. TechWorks, what's the background to it? Who owns it?
Rob Woods owns TechWorks. Started it just on 3 years ago, and started off in Sprint Challenge, and then directly when the new 992 was developed and came out in Australia. He was running in that, and last year ran a two-car and three-car sometimes team in Carrera Cup. So the opportunity came up, and for me to be able to have a whole championship wasn't able to do that last year, and the opportunity came up to do the whole championship this year, and definitely grabbed that opportunity. And it's been a great relationship to start off, and to have a round win and success so early in the championship's a good thing.
This wasn't your first pole position, but getting it on a track that you obviously, I would assume, you hadn't driven at before.
No, for me it was the first time there, and I was trying to basically do a hybrid, in my mind, going, oh, there's a bit of Oran Park here, and there's a bit of, trying to watch any onboard that I could, and also try and get any information I could get on the track, and then obviously track walk. But till you get out there, there's a lot of tricky parts to the circuit, and for me it was just trying to get out there and learn it. Fortunate we had two dry sessions on the Friday in practice, and then that's when obviously with a lot of weather came in for the Saturday.
And indeed that was quite something, because in fact I think very close to the same sort of times as the supercars, the Porsche 992 is almost ideally suited to that track, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And, because the track is actually quite narrow, it does sort of suit. And obviously the tyre we're running on, the Michelin tyres, good grip, and those banked turns, we can get those Porsches in and get them turned and back on the gas and keep our mid-corner speed up. So for us, definitely a little bit quicker than the supercars. And just that shorter sort of circuit, we're only just getting to sixth gear once on the back straight, but all the rest, we don't get to top gear.
The first time Carrera Cup as a series has been offshore. As you well know, that New Zealand had its own Carrera Cup. It doesn't at the moment. There's a couple of guys who are running at the weekend, Rick Armstrong, Marcus Armstrong's dad, and a couple of other guys, I can't remember their names, but it must be quite something to have had that success overseas, because there's nothing like getting that in front of a crowd of people who don't know you. You're putting your name out there. That must have been very satisfying.
Yeah, for sure. And look, let's not forget the amount of Kiwis that come over to Australia and towel us up. We had obviously Callum Hedge, a Kiwi, won the championship last year. So it's good to be able to go over on their soil and get a win as they do to us. So, definitely. Definitely a great feeling to go across and to have a weekend like we did, and to do it, I guess, in circumstances where the weather was pretty terrible on Saturday. Very, very wet conditions, and it certainly helped my experience in different race cars over the years. And don't mind sliding it around from even back in the day when I raced Speedway as a teenager. So those wet conditions certainly helped me, that's for sure.
Now, we've known each other a long time, and, of course, you come from a very rare background for someone in Carrera Cup or in supercars, that being a production car, of where you first met when you were racing a Proton back in the pro car days. A wonderful time, and I can vividly remember you in that car.
Yeah, it's a long time. It feels like a long time ago, but when you're a young guy battling on budget, you just have to take every opportunity you can possibly get to go motor racing. And for me, that platform came in the way of impressing a couple of people when I was on track in a little Suzuki GDI, and then that gave me opportunities in production cars, and the rest is history from there. It's just it's definitely been that long road to try and get to to get into supercars, Carrera Cup, and to the high levels of sort of national and then international motor racing.
Now you mentioned something again about supercars, because one of the things that you actually have had a good partnership with, and obviously it's come to an end because you and Erebus have parted ways after three successful years with Brody Kostecki, or was it two?
Yeah, 3 years, yeah. So we had a great partnership. Obviously, Bush and I think the worst finishing spot we had was fourth, and all the rest were – so in the four races we did together, we had three podiums. So not a bad pairing.
Indeed not. And so for 2024, you're gone with the driver, in fact, who has great speed, great form, and obviously great potential for you to continue that podium finish at both Sandown and Bathurst, that being with James Golding and Premier Newlon Racing.
Yeah, for sure. And it's exciting to join a new team, and they're a team that's building up and gearing up, I feel, as well. Like, they've had a lot of new key staff members come in. They're a AAA customer car and customer team. They've got a great sponsorship and team group. But the owners, obviously I had some good discussions with Peter Zibris before any sort of signing, and then obviously, to team up with Jimmy, who last year, I remember he was off P3 in the 1000, and we were off pole in Brody's lapped in the shootout, and I remember starting the race and I had Jimmy up behind me. And then he turned it around at the start of the season and was, top three in qualifying on a hard tyre. So it sort of shows that he sort of had good speed in sort of soft or hard tyre. It didn't matter at Bathurst. And yeah, so I think there's a lot of building going on within that team. And I think that, come September, October, they'll be definitely one of the teams right in the mix.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic for you, because obviously as a co-driver, you're not signed to a full-time team, but it's something that will bear well for you being back in a Camaro again, because that you like that one that you were driving down at Erebus. Have you been in any other cars in the series?
No, I'll be so I'll have a test day with Premier later in May. I haven't had the opportunity to sort of sample any other cars. Obviously, I drove the sister car in Will Brown's car last year, but this will be I haven't had a chance to sample the Mustang, so we'll just we'll have to see how things pan out.
Okay, all right. So your next round is Darwin, is that correct?
Yes, correct. Yep.
Okay, so you got a bit of time on your hands. Tell us some of the other things. Obviously, Porsche driver training is one of them.
Yeah, look, I run my own business, which is called The Drive Team. We do car manufacturer launches and drive events. I've just come off the back of a product training national event for Mazda that we did with BT50. But we do a lot of those. So we're sort of go-to business for car manufacturers where they want a team to be able to put on a driving event for them and run it professionally and handle all of that. So that's what we do. And we also do track days here in Southeast Queensland at Queensland Raceway in Morgan Park. And we do observe license tests for Motorsport Australia as well.
Now, for the uninitiated, David, what is a driving event? What would that look like if I was to see it unfold in front of me?
Look, usually it's all of the cars, a selection of cars or from one particular make. The guests will come in to have a sample of those cars. It potentially will be at a racetrack where they're coming out. And at those events, they're learning about those cars and or performance levels of driving. But as I said, it's we did a product training event for Mazda, which is all about the BT50 and the four-wheel drive. So for us in those types of driver events, we run all the timing and the sessions and all of that as well. So a lot of education on the vehicles, but also education on driving as well.
So how many people do you normally have working with you? And are they staff, contractors, or a mix of both?
Yeah, they can be. They can be. In our case with Mazda, it was all staff related. So for us, with the staff, they are coming in from different states. So we put through over that period where we would have over 60 to 80 per day. And if it's an event that could be more like a retail event where people come in and bring their own nice cars to a track day, we would have upwards of sort of, 30 to 50 people to a day.
David, look, all the very best for the championship this year, because I'm sure that you'll be there and thereabouts. The great thing is you're surrounded by a lot of young guys like Harry Jones and Jackson Walls. That's a terrific thing, because it's inspiring, isn't it, to have those young blokes, because, they're learning the game still and you're able to teach them to a degree.
Yeah, it is. And look, they certainly keep me on my toes, that's for sure. It's definitely a really tough field. And, for me, it's good to be able to, have those miles and sort of consistent miles within a championship when there's such a high level of drivers.
Dave Russell, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations again on achieving another pole position in Carrera Cup, as well as those wins and the round win. Fantastic for you. I'll wish you all the very best for the balance of this year, and look forward to catching up with you, maybe not before, but certainly at Sandown in late in September.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Much appreciate your time.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.